Enterprise Management 360, your main source for tech news, analysis, podcasts, and videos for the enterprise.
Hello, and welcome to this EM 360 podcast. My name is Dr. Eric Cole, and I will be your host for today's podcast. I am the founder and CEO of Secure Anchor Consulting, a company that is focused on building out effective security roadmaps that actually work to protect an organization. In today's podcast, which is episode 2 of the EM 360 Sophos series, I'll be speaking with Josh Sachs, chief scientist at Sophos. Josh is here to talk about the impact of artificial intelligence and machine learning on cybersecurity, in which he will be drawing on his keynote at last year's anti-malware testing standards organization town hall. Josh, welcome to the show. And can you give a little background of your experience in cybersecurity and your role at Sophos?
Hey, yeah. Great to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, so my background in cybersecurity is that I started out in the sort of black hat hacking scene in the 90s, writing shellcode and network attack tools and this kind of thing as a teenager. Really started in that world around age 14 or so. And I learned a lot in that period. That's when I sort of learned the foundations in terms of operating systems, assembly language, learned to program in C, learned how network protocols worked, that kind of thing. Then I went off and studied humanities in college and grad school, and an old friend from, or sort of someone who was in the same scene, I'd say, sort of drew me back to security. To a honeypot startup, worked there. And then I spent, I was there for a couple of years, and then I spent like 10 years or so in the government funded research and development space. So I worked on like grants from DARPA and applying like data mining and applied mathematics to malware analysis and malware detection and a whole bunch of other programs for the various three-letter agencies. And then in the last 5 years, I've come into the commercial space and I've been at Sophos building out the AI program at Sophos. So it's been sort of a bit of a 45 degree turn in my career. The organization I lead is like half research, half operational. Got something like 40 machine learning product integrations that we operate at the company. And those are out there detecting cyber attacks.
I love that background. That I always joke is you can try to leave cybersecurity, but it always draws you back, right? It always brings you back in. So I'm so glad you made the decision to go back in cybersecurity because I know you're making a big difference with the research you're doing. So there's been a lot of talk about artificial intelligence and machine learning, and that's sort of one of the new buzzwords. How are AI and machine learning being used in the cybersecurity industry today? And are there differences in how each one is approached?
So I'll start with the AI and machine learning distinction. I mean, at this point, usually when people say AI, they really mean machine learning. Although historically, in terms of the actual science, machine learning has really just been a subset of AI in general. I think probably it's fair in this discussion just to treat them as synonymous. In terms of how machine learning is impacting cybersecurity. So I guess I'll give that answer in a few parts. So there's a core set of applications of machine learning in cyber, which I think are mature at this point. And those really revolve around training detection models on threat feeds, like VirusTotal would be the heavy hitter here, but there's lots of other threat feeds you can get data from. And then using those models to augment traditional like antivirus and firewall style detection pipelines. So for example, we do this at Sophos and we're not unique. I think many of the other more mature vendors also do this, but we have models that detect malicious Windows executables, malicious Android apps, malicious email attachments, and a bunch of other artifact types. And those models, have done a lot to boost our detection rate of those types of malicious artifacts at the cost of some additional false positives, which we can talk about at some point if you want also. But those models don't stand alone. They work in conjunction with more traditional detection technologies like signatures and allow lists and block lists and that kind of thing. I mean, at this point, if you want to be a mature vendor who brings state-of-the-art prevention to the table in our industry, you really need those machine learning models like slotted in there in traditional detection pipelines. So that's one sort of scope of research and practice within cybersecurity data science, just sort of augmenting those traditional prevention pipelines with ML models. I'm happy to talk more about how we create those models and how we operate them and that kind of thing. Then there are more experimental areas in which people are applying AI. I'm not sure. I don't think we've hit maturity in those areas, but you know, people try to use AI techniques to like detect insider threats or detect sort of unknown attacks, like in network traffic, even when the network traffic is encrypted. There are various efforts on the frontier of what's possible that folks are trying in the cybersecurity space that I think haven't proven their efficacy yet, but are going on. And then there's a third area, which at least in my team, we're focused on. I'm not aware of other companies doing the same, but which I'll speak to just because it's been a focus for us, which is really weaving AI into the user experience of cybersecurity products. So, for example, recommending, like when our services organization is dealing with an incident in a customer environment, recommending case notes from similar incidents to analysts so that they can sort of leverage that past organizational knowledge in the context of a new incident, providing like a natural language interface where our users can just, this isn't in our products yet, but we're working on it, like where users can just type in like, I'd like to block this IP range. And instead of having to navigate a complicated set of menus, right, we can just sort of bring up a dialogue which immediately allows them to do that. So that's a third area that I think is important to call out, which is using AI to accelerate security workflows.
That's great information. I definitely agree. This is an area ripe for research where there's a lot of new work being done. Now let's turn to your keynote. So in your 2021 keynote at the Anti-Malware Testing Standards Organization Town Hall, you called for scientific transparency around vendors' claims that they are using AI in their technologies. Can you give us a little overview of this argument that you made?
Yeah. So AI is this weird thing in cybersecurity. It's like on the one hand, I think there's a strong feeling that we know we need it, whatever it is. I think it's a slippery term. On the other hand, there's a huge amount of distrust in AI in the cyber community, and I think rightly so, because vendors have been so opaque about the ways in which they're using AI. And so, I'm like sort of holding in the argument that I was making there, I was really sort of holding those two truths simultaneously. I agree that AI is just a key part of the future of our field. And I don't think it's the be all and end all of cybersecurity for sure. But I think it's going to be a pillar of what we build in the coming 5, 10, 15 years, that sort of thing. But I just don't think we can proceed to do that with the kind of technical culture we have around AI and marketing culture we have around AI in cyber right now. And the question is, how do you solve that problem? And I think the answer is transparency. We have a culture around, say, cryptography, where if your product implements a some sort of cryptographic scheme, the expectation is that you describe what algorithm you're using, that the number of bits in the key, these kinds of things, so that the market can evaluate the efficacy of your approach, or at least has a, sort of a foothold into doing so. But we don't have the same culture in cyber, and my argument was that we need it. So I'm trying to lead by example here. So the organization I manage, we try to publish really everything that we do as much as possible in peer-reviewed forums where there are external academics, experts in cybersecurity and machine learning reviewing our work. And then once those publications are out there, analysts have the opportunity to go look at our papers. sophisticated customers have the ability to go look at our papers and understand the technology that goes into our products. And we're just allowing the sunlight into the work that we're doing. And I really think that's the standard to which the industry needs to hold itself if we're going to build a successful AI-infused future within cybersecurity. That was really my argument, is that we need to start doing that. And that the difference between doing that and not doing that is huge, right? If we remain sort of poker-faced around the actual AI tech that we're building into our products, I think that we are looking at a future in which practitioners continue to see AI as often probably BS and snake oil, right? But if we sort of open up in the way that I'm describing, I think a lot of the cynicism would really evaporate if we start to really tell people what we're doing, what its strengths are, what its limitations are, and where it needs to be improved, and that kind of thing.
So, Josh, you mentioned snake oil, and I just want to go there for a minute because I know sometimes people that have been in cybersecurity for a while, or even executives, when they hear AI, they sort of roll their eyes because in the past they've seen, and maybe it's just marketing overhyping it, but they've seen claims of AI that really haven't at least fulfilled on what they thought. So can you sort of talk a little bit about why that's not really true and how AI is positively impacting cybersecurity and companies?
Yeah, so no, it's a really good question. So I guess I'll answer the question in a couple of parts. So first, I'll just say that, yeah, there's a huge amount of marketing froth and frankly, dishonesty around AI in cyber, and it's been that way for a long time. I feel like at least a decade, right? If not longer. But you know, that being said, there has been this kernel of efficacious application of AI that's happened amidst all that froth. So really, I mean, and perhaps this has happened somewhat quietly, and it's not apparent to those outside of the security product vendor community. Like quietly over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. All the major security vendors have updated the way they do detection such that they're using AI in conjunction with all the other techniques that we use, like sandboxing and signatures and allow lists and block lists and that kind of thing. And that's actually led to much higher detection rates. I mean, I can say that from experience in evaluating our own detection efficacy and also looking at other vendors' detection efficacy. So there is a kernel of AI innovation that's happened even amidst all that marketing froth that I think often gets lost in the noise. I do think that we're at an inflection point right now around just how important AI will be to the future of cybersecurity. And I think that because of what's going on in other non-security technology fields. So if you look at the ability of neural networks, for example, to solve problems like the protein geometry prediction problem. Like this is a problem that an organization within Google did really seminal work on in the last couple of years. That was remarkable. Folks have been working on that problem for decades and decades, and then suddenly neural networks burst onto the scene and just produced really breakthrough results. Or if you look at the fact that voice recognition actually works now. You know, you can probably remember trying to use voice recognition systems, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And, you know, they worked much less well than they do today. And that's really because of advances in AI technology or computer vision or natural language processing. Like if you've seen some of the sort of flashy results from GPT-3 or some of these large language models that can generate really coherent text, they're just breakthroughs all around us in AI. And I think it's reasonable for those of us working in security AI to be on the hunt for the sort of analogous breakthroughs. I think that the evidence is all around us that there's something really real there around sort of what the tech community has delivered around modern machine learning technology, but it's not entirely clear how it's going to pan out.
No, and I completely agree with you. I see all the time where there's sometimes people that make negative comments about AI, but then when they have a major problem, they don't realize it, but the solutions they're using is actually utilizing AI because it's sort of embedded in the background. Yeah, and when we talk about AI, we also sort of talk about automation. So I just want to get your thoughts on sort of the degree to which AI will automate work currently being performed manually within a security operations center. So if you can sort of talk to us a little bit about the influence on a SOC and where you see it going in the future.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're a long way away from a world in which machine learning models like artificial neural networks are making decisions and taking actions that human beings would have been responsible for in years past. What we're trying to build at Sophos, and I'll just speak to sort of what we're doing, because that's where my head's at, is we're trying to build a future in which AI algorithms are sort of co-piloting a security operator's work experience. So, for example, some of the things coming out of the research, my research team right now, one is, so we have this large team of managed threat response analysts who monitor the security of a very large number of customer endpoints, 24/7. They have a sort of follow the sun organization. And day in and day out, they're looking at alerts and they're following up on them, and they are either escalating them or taking action on them, or they're dismissing them as false positives. We have a model that shadows them and learns to predict with really remarkable accuracy, actually, which alerts they're going to find relevant and which alerts they should probably look at but probably won't find relevant, and then which alerts really aren't worth looking at. What we're testing right now with the analysts is this system where we prioritize some alerts is like, you're definitely going to want to look at this based on, you know, the behavior of these hundreds of analysts in the past few weeks. Or, you know, you're going to want to look at this, but it's lower priority, or this is almost definitely a false positive. Like, it's okay if you don't get to it. And, you know, I think that sort of thing, a feedback loop between manual human effort and AI algorithms that can sort of accelerate that manual human effort is going to be a big part of the SOC of the future. I already mentioned this thing that we're experimenting with, where in the context of a new case, a new like security incident, we search this vast database of case notes relevant to the tens of thousands of cases we've analyzed in the past, and we find the most similar case that analysts have analyzed in the past, and then we display in, you know, a well-designed user interface all the information that resulted from the investigation of that past case in the context of the new case, you know, and accelerate the analyst's work in that new context. Other ideas that we're pursuing is actually recording the course of action analysts took in response to a given incident, and then in the context of a new incident, allowing them to like push a button and implement that same course of action in the new context. But it's this kind of thing. I mean, it's not obviating the analyst or factoring them out, but rather a kind of driver assist for analysts and security operators that's based on an AI distillation of our organizational knowledge about how to do security.
Excellent. And just sort of stepping back a little, for organizations and business leaders that are listening to this podcast, what advice would you give them when it comes to integrating and getting the most out of AI machine learning in their cybersecurity strategies?
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's really on the product vendors to develop the cybersecurity AI technologies that organizations and practitioners will ultimately use. I think for CISOs and organizational leaders looking to reduce risk and secure their networks, I mean, I think the problem really is to see through the noise and see which vendors are actually building real AI technology. I mean, to be honest, right, and I think everybody really knows this, there's really a spectrum. I mean, there are some vendors who, you know, are doing statistics 101, say user behavioral data, like computing a mean and a standard deviation, you know, around the number of times a user has attempted to log in or something like that, and then calling that AI, even though, I mean, it's really not. It's like two lines of like simple Python code to implement something like that. But, you know, their marketing departments have taken that and run with it and made it seem like they're doing something extra fancy. You know, I mean, if you want the benefits of AI technology, like in the ways that I've been describing in this podcast, you want to learn to discern the vendors who are really building this tech versus vendors who are, you know, it's just really a marketing function to say they're building it. So, you know, I think for organizations to make decisions around who's really building AI-driven and thus more efficacious technology, we're going to need a lot more transparency in the industry. But I think the real problem is to see through the noise.
And as we sort of start to wrap up, drawing on your extensive real-world experience, can you sort of give a case study in which you can tell us how Sophos is utilizing AI and machine learning with its cybersecurity business model?
So everyone, like a couple of years ago, we noticed our miss rate was going up in detecting malicious Android apps. This was a concern to us. We were, at that point, we were using signature-based approaches on, you know, Android APKs. These are the, you know, this is the file format in which Android apps are delivered. And we were also using some other techniques like an allow list and a block list and this sort of thing in our detection pipeline. And so we determined that we needed an ML model to augment those technologies. So my team got involved. We researched a whole bunch of different ways of looking at Android binaries. We looked at neural network approaches that don't even parse the APK file. We just decompress it and then look at a bunch of the raw artifacts and allow the neural network to sort of sort out what might be malicious indicators. And then we looked at approaches that were based on lots of domain knowledge, where we actually parsed out what we thought were the most important aspects of the APK files and fed those into a more traditional machine learning model, like a decision tree-based machine learning model. We wound up sort of combining those approaches together, and we did a lot of testing in conjunction with the folks who were responsible for writing like signatures and that kind of thing for our Android product. And we wound up getting a really good result. So we combined the machine learning model with the signatures and the allow list and block list technology. And then we got to a really, really efficacious detection rate where you know, we really rarely miss a new malicious Android app. I mean, I think that kind of story is just the bread and butter of the way in which AI has been successful in cybersecurity in the last 5 or 10 years. I mean, it's really just the slow work of figuring out where we can reduce our miss rate, for example, by not replacing older technologies, but sort of elegantly combining AI with those older detection technologies. So that's one example. And then I guess the other example I would give is, you know, in our services department at Sophos, we really are seeing very promising results in this model that I referred to earlier, where training a machine learning model on analyst decisions about which alerts are important, and then we're using that model to prioritize their alerts. We think we see a very bright future for that sort of AI application in cybersecurity.
Excellent. And this is great information. So thank you, Josh, for all your great insight and for joining us on this podcast today. And thank you to our listeners for engaging with this episode. If you would like more information on what we've discussed, make sure you head over to www.sophos.com.